The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 8. Spies in the American Revolution, Domestic Operations.
In late August, 1776, on Lower Manhattan, General George Washington wrestled with the most important decision of his career as a revolutionary leader. He knew that retreat from General William Howe's advancing troops and the steadily encroaching British fleet was inevitable. The only question that remained was whether to abandon New York City intact. Militarily, the answer was an obvious one. Once the vital port was lost, he could not retake it without a superior naval force, one that the fledgling Patriots could never muster. Military theory therefore dictated that prior to his retreat, he must therefore burn New York City to the ground, thereby forcing the enemy to spend the coming winter among ashes rather than by comfortable firesides, as Nathanael Greene, his second in command, urged him to do. Washington, however, was torn by ambition. If he destroyed the livelihoods of those whom he was ostensibly liberating, he would have little hope of a political career after the war. In the end, he deferred to the delegates of the First Continental Congress, those men who had commissioned him. Politicians themselves, they predictably rallied to their constituents' defense. Washington received their orders on 3 September 1776. New York must be left standing. The commander-in-chief of British forces, General William Howe, in turn, took the prize and unknowingly set the stage for the most mythologized and largely forgotten espionage operations in American history.